Catherine, are you ready with the tools of protection?
Yes. Here we go. Saint Germain's Prayer of Protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment of now. I hope that you have settled yourself in a comfortable seated or lying down position in your beautiful sacred space filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your side. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his bolt of violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the power, the love, the power, and the purity all around you, and breathe it in. The flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, seen and unseen, known and unknown. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. Now we call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. The powerful sword is offered to you. So reach out and grasp it and see how it fits perfectly in your hand. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head and then down around your body, entire body, and under your feet 2 times. Now feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free, free, free. This includes all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. And we lovingly release them into the golden white light of source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment. Look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you, see your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high in the heavens, and it connects you with the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal flame of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done, it is complete, it is manifested in God's most holy name, I Am. And so it is, and so be it.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus now on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, just focus on relaxing and letting go with each breath that you take. Just become more and more centered within yourself as you take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, holding it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. And just become aware of all of the chakra centers now, those wheels of force. And see the chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers now that have become reactivated in all of you. See each of those chakra centers becoming alive as you focus on each one in turn. And you focus on the particular color in that chakra. But it's not so much the color, it's the frequency that you're focusing on. The frequency and the resulting vibration as you raise the intensity of the color in each of the chakra. So as you begin from the bottom moving up, you start with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep, dark, earth brown color. And moving up to the base of your spine, a ruby red color, bright, bright ruby red. Moving up to the next, orange, then yellow in the solar plexus, bright yellow sun in that chakra, the heart center, deep blue green as a forest. Just above your heart center, magenta. Then in the throat area, sky blue. Picture a brilliant blue, blue sky. Third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Now visualize the night sky. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the soul star chakra, now just above your head, approximately a foot, brilliant pure white. Now if you take all of those chakra centers and their respective colors and raise the intensity of each of those colors to the highest that you can possibly do, the brightest, brightest, brightest that you can make each center, and bringing them all together as one becomes brilliant pure white, just as in your soul star chakra. So feel your conscious knowing self now pulling into that soul star chakra above your head, as if it was a halo above your head, and you're moving into that, which is now your light body. Your light body is here in the soul star chakra, as well as all around you in your aura. And then take charge of your light body now. In other words, make your light body you, your conscious knowing self moving into that light body and moving up through the soul star chakra and out through the top and moving on up. And leaving your physical body behind you, leaving it drop down below you further and further as you rise higher and higher in your light body, all the way up till you pass the Earth's atmosphere, and you see all of our ships that are out here, and become aware of not only visualizing the ships, but feeling the ships, feeling the consciousness within all of our ships. For all of these ships are consciousness themselves. And you can connect with the consciousness of the ship as well as all of the beings within the ships, all as one. Just as you know, one in all and all in one. Feel the connection to all of us as we feel our connection to all of you. And now as you look back down in the earth, I want you now to be both here above the earth, but also be down on the surface of the planet too, if you can. If you can separate a third time, or a second time rather, to be on the earth, on the surface of the earth, as well as above the earth. And being on the surface of the earth, if you can't do that, just be on the surface of the earth now. Just feel yourself being back on the earth, back on the surface, feeling energies, the shifting energies that are occurring, that you might not be feeling in your three-dimensional physical body, although many of you are in what you call the ascension symptoms, but feel the energies at the higher frequencies now, with Gaia in her fifth dimensional and beyond expression. And you can feel the connection to her, you can feel it under your feet, you can feel it all around you, in the air around you. You can feel it and see it in the sky above you. But look up now and see the beautiful, brilliant blue sky, blue and purplish blue. Something you don't often see in your third dimensional expression, where you can see the brilliant colors coming through as the sun shines through the clouds into many different colors. See all of that now. Visualize all of that. But more importantly, again, than visualizing it and seeing it. Feel the connection to all as the source within you feels the connection to the earth itself or herself, the air, the plants, the trees, the flowers. And as you look up now, through the clouds, see all of the ships now that were previously cloaked, but now are becoming visible. And notice how you look around and you see people, whereas before they would not have been looking up and seeing this spectacle, but now they can. Now everyone is looking up and seeing the signs in the skies. As the day the stars fell once again, just as in olden times, and the ships coming down. Visualize this, see this, ships everywhere coming down from high above, from there above the Earth's atmosphere, coming into the Earth's atmosphere, showing among the clouds, coming in as what many of you call cloud ships, or bright lights in the sky, but not just at night now, see it in the daytime as the ships are showing themselves everywhere. But now they're showing themselves not to just those that had the eyes to see previously, but to all those now that would look up and see again the spectacle that is showing before them and see the excitement, feel the excitement in people, as they are finally realizing once and for all that you are not alone in the universe, as you had been taught, but are one in billions and trillions of beings beyond the earth. And take this forward just a bit and see what it would be like, or what it will be like, when all witness this, as the ships come down and land, first show themselves in many, many ways and across the entire planet, and then begin to descend, bringing full disclosure, finally. And again, feel the excitement in people. Wouldn't that be a day to remember? And of course, you can take it further still and see all of the new technology that is then being released to all of mankind, from all of us that are bringing you that technology, plus all the technology you already have on the surface, that it is now being released. And know that as you are creating this now within your mind's eye, within your third eye, you are creating this for time to come ahead in the future. Whether it is long in the future or short in the future remains to the collective consciousness of man. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Come back in to your physical body, tucking your astral and etheric body, bringing your light body back in, feeling your light body all around you and the aura around you. Know that it is always there with you. All it takes is becoming more and more aware of it. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar, and I come at this time as events are beginning to show themselves more and more across the planet. More and more of our ships are appearing to many more across the planet. It is happening now in the moments you are in right now. And it is going to continue. It's going to continue for yet some time, where more and more will become aware of us, to the point where it will no longer be able to be held back any longer. They will no longer be able to hold the coverage over it, no longer the veil that covers over the existence of beings beyond this earth. Your brothers and sisters returning once again. Now, we have had many council meetings over the years, many deciding one way or the other which direction we should move in. Should we make an overall appearance all at once? But it was decided that that would bring too much fear based on the programming that all of you have received for many years here on the planet from those of the dark forces that continue to attempt to hold control over all of you. That was a decision that was not able to be made. And then other parts of the plan were discussed from time to time, whether it would be over a period of time, and then how long a period of time would it take before we could have full disclosure. And then it was decided that there would be partial disclosure for some time, leading to full disclosure. And that is where we are at right now. It is partial disclosure leading to more and more full disclosure that is occurring. That was decided at a recent council meeting where many of us came together, gathered together to discuss the possibilities and the potentialities within the plan. And it was decided that mankind as a collective was not quite yet ready to receive the full implications of our existence. But slowly now, little by little, that is in a process of change. For more and more are becoming aware of our existence by simply looking up at the night sky and seeing our ships, seeing through the veil that had been put there, but is no longer there because those are awakening their third eye. Even those that are not aware of having a third eye are beginning to awaken that as well. For those of the various products, the various ways that your cabal has attempted to hold back the understanding and the realization of your third eye process, that is all being released now more and more to more and more people. And now more and more do have the eyes to see and the ears to hear as well. to look beyond the programming and to realize that it is indeed programming, programming the mind to accept that you are not free, that you are to be controlled. And many of you are saying no. All of you, certainly on this call, all of you that resonate to these words after this, but many, many more now are also, even again, at an unconscious level, are realizing that there is so much more to life. And the more and more that you can find yourselves living in the moment now, it will help all of you to move through this process, this ascension process that you are in, and to accept the plan as it is spreading out in front of you now. Yes, we understand the discouragement. We understand the anger at times. We understand where you say enough is enough. And we say that as well. For we would certainly like to move this along much quicker than it is. But we also know that it is not possible to do that. For we cannot interfere with the lives of all of those in the collective. We cannot stand in the way of their soul growth. So we have to allow the process. Thereby, again, all of the council meetings that we have had to help determine just how much we are able to assist mankind. But we can tell you, I can tell you now, that all is in readiness. It has been for some time. And we are just waiting to receive the go signal. Just as those of your alliance on the ground are waiting to receive the go signal. And yes, there is a go signal. It just needs to find the time frame and the frequency to be allowed to move forward with it. You will understand more as various changes continue to happen, various events continue to occur, various announcements that are yet still to come, but they are coming. And the changes are happening even now as I speak to you. Watch for them. Over the next several weeks and months, there are going to be tremendous change to your lives as you know them now. And the lives that you know now are not going to be the same those weeks and months after this. Everything and much is changing. And continuing to change. Just allow for the process to continue to move through. For again, it is a process. And you and we cannot interfere with that process. We can only help to move it along wherever it is possible to do. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to look to the skies so that you can see all of you that are on this call, all of you can see that we are indeed here and ready to move in and assist when that signal is given. Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Om. Greetings to the one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue this process. And just as Ashtar has said, just as many of us have been saying for some time, it is indeed a process that you are all moving through. And we cannot do it for you. We can only do it in an assistance manner along with you. And that is what this is all about. You cannot do it for anyone else. You can only do it for yourself. And if you continue to move through your lives in that manner, going moment to moment, living in the moment, and enjoying every moment that you possibly can, then you will not be looking at these things that are occurring as coming too slow. You will see them coming in exactly the time frame and the frequency that they need to appear to you. That is what we have to say. We are ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones and ask questions.
I have one. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. Regarding the councils that Ashtar was talking about, are there representatives of 3D Earth also on these councils, such as maybe even some of ourselves in other forms? And if so, can you tell us who they are?
It's interesting that you have brought that up, for indeed many of you have attended these council meetings, not of course in your waking state, but in your sleep state where you do not then remember that you were there. And many are attending these council meetings, even those here from your earth that are in physical body also can be there in these council meetings. Certain ones. We cannot go into who they are at this point. We think you have a general idea of who they might be, though, especially that one that is coming back into the picture here very shortly here. You know who that is. And we can tell you that there are many, many of these council meetings that are happening all over the galaxy here, because it is not just the Earth that is going through a transformation, but the entire solar system and even the galaxy is going through this transformation. It is just the Earth, Gaia, is leading the way here, you see. Okay?
Is the
Shana, do you have anything to add here?
Still speaking.
Yes?
He is still speaking.
Yes? Thomas, you have...
Yeah, I just wanted to know if the person that you're referring to, is it a man, and is his, are his initials VT?
You already know that answer.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
he
you.
Is one of them, yes. Shoshana, do you have anything that you would add?
Maybe not.
Very good. Then we take another question if there is.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could comment on the crop, the Ashtar crop circle that just came out. It's pretty amazing. And it's a little late in the season for it to come out, but it looked real. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind commenting on that.
We will tell you that it is a sign. Beyond that, we cannot say much more at this point. It is a sign, though, of the times and what is in the process of occurring, as Ashtar has given here. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Shoshana, do you have anything
to
add?
We will add here. Yes. May we add, dear brother?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you. Cheers.
We will add that, as one research has given, it is a sign. And it is a sign for those that have eyes to see, ears to hear, and the heart to understand.
Yes.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions?
Yes. This is Lorelei. Hello, dear ones. Can you please enumerate for us so we understand, when we hear the term white hat, are we speaking of just the higher level military and leaders on the good side, or are we also speaking of the galactic and the council and maybe some archangels? Are they actually powerfully interacting with these leaders?
There is a differentiation between the ones of the dark hats and the white hats. So that is a difference there. But when you are looking at the ones that are the white hats, you are looking at much more than that, as the alliance. The alliance that is made up of so much more than what you think of as just the military. The alliance is an exactly that, an alliance of those that are here to the resistance force here on this planet, as well as all of those that come from above, from your brothers and sisters from the skies. They are all a part of this great alliance, as well as the many of the ascended masters and all that are participating in this entire process that is continuing to unfold each and every moment here as we move forward. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
Do you wish for us to add, dear sister? Or was that satisfying to you?
That was satisfying. It gives us a little more ability to trust in what's going on now that we know who is actually coming together for making these decisions. Thank you.
Namaste.
Yes, so we just confirm it further. It is not just the military. There is so much more on this. But it is the military as far as those that have pledged to their constitution of this country, as well as the constitutions across the entire planet, to right the wrongs that have been going on for a very long time here. Okay? Would there be other questions here?
I actually do have another, now that you said that, if it's okay.
Yes.
Because there just came a post out on one of the social medias, and it said that it was about the trucking convoy, and it said that there be careful because there's going to be a 3-day blackout and all of the truckers are going to be arrested and this and that. And I automatically got the sense, the guidance, that this could be disinformation. It could actually be the alliance who's about to arrest are going to soon arrest the bad guys. We've been hearing about that for a long time. So I advise people to use their discernment. And I wonder, am I on track with thinking that that might be disinformation?
We will tell you the same thing that you say you are telling others. Use your discernment. We cannot give you what exactly is occurring here because it is a part of the greater plan here that is happening. And we cannot, as we say many times, spoil the surprise for you, nor can we interfere in the process as it develops. Shoshana, do you have anything you want to add?
We wish to add, but we cannot. We know the truth, but we cannot add, because those that seek the truth must find it on their own.
Yes.
Namaste.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions before we release John?
I have one little one.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could give us a percentage of how much control the AI intelligence still has on this planet. Is it diminishing quite a bit? Is it 90%? I mean, is it like 20% now? Or could you comment?
We will just say here very little at this point. It has been altered greatly over the times here. Again, as a part of the greater process that is unfolding. Cannot give a definite percentage.
We will add.
Yes.
May we add, dear brother?
Oh, yes.
This idea directly correlates to the consciousness of man. So as the consciousness of man rises, that which you call AI diminishes. And on each individual level, the individual that sees it for what it is no longer empowers it. So as consciousness rises, this thing called AI is given less power. Namaste.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Okay, I have to jump in with one more if it's okay. You just brought up another one. Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay. So you say that the AI thing is diminishing, but I've understood Pleiadian to be a combination of some kind of AI technology as well as a being with a soul. So can you try to, maybe that's incorrect, but or it's something like to do with our like the human progression movement, something or other. So is that true?
We are speaking of more of what you would call a negative AI influence here when we say it is diminishing. But the AI influence that you are speaking of continues on with consciousness. In other words, as man's consciousness increases, then the AI process goes along with that consciousness rather than against it.
Great. So that means you can have AI in a positive direction, but not in the negative.
Yeah. Most definitely. As we have said many times, technology can go either way. It can be used for what you might consider good, or it can be used for evil. You see? Do you have anything you add?
We can add here if you wish. Do you wish for us to add their sister?
Certainly.
This is a complicated issue because it is not black and white, you see. It is not one thing or the other thing, as one who serves has given. It is simply a magnification process, an enhancement process of what is already there. So if you speak of Pleiadians, their focus, their perspective is pure. They are there to help you. They are there to move you forward in consciousness as you wish for that and as you ask for that. So if they use a tool here and a tool there that enhances the process and magnifies their own power, that is called, at a third dimensional level, artificial intelligence. You see, though, this term AI does not really explain the process. It does not really show what is possible here. The idea of what you call AI is intrinsic in so many things, including limbs that are being replaced. Limbs that are being replaced by machinery. Parts of the body that are being replaced by artificial hearts or artificial this or artificial that. The challenge is calling it artificial, you see. You must come up with a better term. Namaste.
And we would add here that when you look at the many ships that are above you and watching over this entire process, they are operating with what you would consider artificial intelligence, or we will call consciousness. The ships themselves, they have consciousness.
It is not so good of a term.
Yes, that is correct.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So there's a lot of what we would call myth and stories about a being called Santa Claus or Kris Kringle. And so if I felt prompted, I'm watching some Christmas movies, as to ask, what is the original source of the true being? Because I have a sense that essentially what was brought forth was a being, an individual, or maybe a consciousness from maybe off planet to the earth for its purpose, with Christmas being of love and light and generosity. So can you go a little deeper with that?
You will just say the origination of your Santa Claus comes from long ago with the one that is the one of Nicholas, and began as a process of sharing what one had with another that did not have what they had, you see. So it was a giving process that began this in love and peace. And bringing peace to, not to the world back then, but to peace around them, you see. So it was just a process that continued on and then became the Santa Claus because of the children and the children that would love this type of story and this type of thing. So it gained significance, we will say, from the place where it began, all of this, to the world, giving it to the world here. That is all we can say on this. Shoshana, maybe you have more perspective
here?
We can
add here. May we add their sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, as with all things, with all concepts, with all ideas, with all manifestations, this is an archetype. And this is an archetype of love, compassion, giving, without the idea of receiving back, you see. That is the true idea of giving, is to give without expectation of receiving. Each individual that gives from their heart, that offers their service without the expectation of receiving, has the archetypal spirit of this that you know as the Santa Claus or the Saint Nicholas. It is the concept, it is the archetype of giving. Namaste.
Very good. Any further question? We need to release channel, but we take one more question if there is.
Greetings, this is Moses. May I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
Dear one who serves in Master Shoshana, I understand that we have to exercise patience and so many other things because we are in a school, and that, you know, this cycle repeats itself. You know, sometimes things are bad, sometimes things are good, sometimes things are in transition, and later on they're gonna go back to being bad and good and in transition. And you know, I understand the cycle, and I am no longer attached to its results because I know there's no changing the school. It is a school. However, I would like to speak for all of those who feel almost a feeling of betrayal, because for so long we've been told, you know, keep on sending the light, keep on doing what you can, keep on doing this and that. And, you know, some of us have taken it to heart, you know, with our being, with our travels, with our funds, to go and go about this, right? And then to hear that a council says, you guys are not ready, you know, let's hold it off. Or like the other day I heard another master say that, well, you know, the RV hasn't happened because the ones in control of it just are not ready for it. And, you know, this could blow our mind to think that so many of us have been pushing so hard, and some dark being out there simply feels like they don't want to share and they're still in control. I mean, can you help us understand how is this possible? Where is the conflict of removing these beings that are blocking this progress? And you know, are we just wasting our time when we just keep on pushing and pushing and pushing? Should we take on a more laissez-faire approach of just come and meditate and think happy thoughts and just let it happen when it will happen? Please kindly elaborate. Thank you.
We will look at this from the larger picture here. And all that is happening, or what we will look at it rather from what could have happened. In other words, all of these council meetings that have been occurring have been going through the process of bringing this further along much faster than it could have been or was going to be. And also, you must understand that annihilation of the entire planet was a part of the plan of those of the dark forces. And that was shifted, of course. That was altered and is continuing to be altered in various ways. So the one that said earlier quite adequately that you are at warp speed is correct. You are going much, much faster here through this process than any of those meetings, those council meetings, came to an understanding of. They did not think that the earth, the collective consciousness of man here on this planet, many did not think that you could do this. But there were those, such as Sanat Kumara, Sananda, and others, that said, yes, they can, and we will help them through the process. We will not do it for them, but we will help them. And that is exactly what is happening. And more have come into the alliance than you can possibly imagine at this point. So those of the dark forces cannot possibly help be able to defeat those of the alliance here. For it is so much beyond their meager third dimensional understanding at this point. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you wish
to add?
Well,
we have so much to add. We are not, we're not certain that we need to add, but we will add if you wish, dear brother.
Yes, please do. So many of us are, you know, lingering on along these feelings. Thank you.
Dear brother, we are sorry. We feel in our heart the pain that you feel of betrayal, of disappointment, of sadness, of frustration. We feel all those things from you. But all of those feelings, dear brother, are because your planet has the element of time. And time is a deceiver. Time, the idea that things take too long, or they don't take long enough, or the time is too short, or the time, is a deceiver of movement in consciousness. This planet looks like it goes slowly, but it has been around for billions of years. And what is occurring now is phenomenal, is amazing to all those that are standing by and as one who serves has given, looking at the big picture, you see. You cannot nitpick. You cannot say, well, this person didn't get a Thanksgiving dinner, or this person didn't have new clothes, or this person is a drug addict, or worse things are happening than we could ever imagine. You cannot do that, you see, because that gives power to those things. You must see the glory of God in everything. You must see the movement in consciousness in everything, no matter how slight, no matter how small, there is great movement happening. Please, dear brother, do not rely on the element of time to tell you what is really happening. You must feel it in your heart. You must be the love that you came to be. You must be the change that you came to be, even though this is difficult in so many ways. We see you. We exalt you. We bow to you. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel, and Shoshana, if you wish, you can, with parting message, or we will move on.
We do not.
Very good. Then we just say, just continue to be who you are, moving through the process day by day, or rather even moment by moment, and allow it all to play out. Again, as we have said many times, as a movie playing out before you. And know that at some point, the movie will come to an end, at least an end that will prepare you for the next movement in consciousness that comes after that. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.